The New House Church in Lagos has a large number of Ghanaians as members. It was therefore gratifying to see President Mahama join them in worship. Addressing the church later, President Mahama revealed how he became a charismatic Christian. He was baptized into a Presbyterian faith, but by virtue of marriage, he found himself in the Assemblies of God Church, Ghana. President Mahama was converted from an Orthodox Christian to a charismatic one in an interesting way.
So I used to go drop her off with the children in church, and then I will drive off. I meet up with some of my friends at the place where they sell the omotu, and we have some to eat. One of the days I had dropped them, I came back to pick them up, and then he was walking with them to the gate of the church. And so I stopped, and he walked up to me, and he said, "Mr. Mahama," I said, "Yes." He says, "I see you come and drop your family every Sunday. And then you go, where do you go?" At that time, I was a member of parliament. I said, "You know, members of parliament, we have a lot of things, constituents and things to deal with." So he said, "Oh, okay. He says, "On the judgment day, you shall drop off your family at the gates of heaven, and then you will go and do the business that you've been doing whenever you drop them." It stuck in my head, it struck me. And I have never looked back.
Even though President Mahama has no immediate cut-out plans after leaving the high office of presidency, he hopes to be engaged in sub-regional and global assignments. His wish is to see the ECOWAS protocol on free movement of goods and services fully applied by countries.
Ghana and Nigeria seem to have a certain, destiny. And so I believe that there's a great future for both countries. I have been an advocate for us, coming together even closer and opening the borders between our countries and allowing people and goods to move between the two. I think it's a win-win situation. I've always said that there are many of our leaders who have been a bit hesitant about, opening the borders because they believe that the major source of revenue for them is the taxes and duties that they collect on goods and services.
Having revealed that his favorite gospel song is "Count Your Blessings and Name Them One by One," the president was surprised by the church choir with a rendition of that favorite song.
"Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done."
From Lagos, Nigeria, Pascalina Dadebo.
"One by one, and it will surprise you.